Good morning and welcome to the beautiful Vinoy. My name is Mark Wilson and I come to you on behalf of the Wilson family, Fox 13, and Academy Prep will also always be near and dear to my heart. Some of you guys know, have been here in years past. I have always been fond of this school. I came to Fox 13 in 97, which is an important year for Academy Prep, so we're going to have a big anniversary next year as well. So to see what this amazing school has done and the kind of students and the kind of community impact we've seen here just in less than 20 years now is just beyond exciting. And I know you guys are excited about it. I am so proud of what the school has become. And it's because of people like you as well. So I want to thank you guys all for coming. We have a couple of things that that we want to do this morning. We want to start off, of course, by acknowledging why we're here and really taking a hard look at the amazing successes of this program. For those of you who don't know, this is a very unique middle school. It's unlike many other schools really across the country. We just heard some exciting plans. There are plans to, well, I won't spoil it yet. But this is an exemplary college prep program as well. This is an intensive program. This is something that is a supportive school that, as we've seen over the years in communities all across the country, when the opportunity is there and the support is there, the success can be there. And that's what matters. And trust me, I tell way too much bad news on the evening news every single night not to be excited about programs like Academy Prep. We've got a number of remarkable young people here in this community that are so eager for the opportunity, so eager to help. We've seen that in the graduates. We've seen that in some of the success stories that have already come out of here. And I know the future is bright indeed. Before we begin, please welcome for our invocation, Academy Prep grandparent, and I think granduncle officially, President and CEO of the Pinellas County Urban League, you know him well, Reverend Watson Haynes.
The words from Desiderata says this: you are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noise and confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy. Lord God, we come today not just because we want to show up for breakfast, but we come within our hearts move the lives of young people to the next step. We come because this great institution that many of us never graduated from, that many of us don't even know the children who live there, but we come because this great institution called Academy Prep has made a difference in the lives of those who have entered into its doors. And so, Lord, because you endowed us with financial ability to assist this school, we thank you, because you didn't have to do that. But we know that every time we see the face of one of the children who leave Academy Prep, we know that the world will be a better place. In your son's name, we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Chuck Stamey. It is my pleasure to serve as board chair of Academy Prep of St. Petersburg. I'd like to thank you all for coming out today. In the spirit of the election season that we find ourselves in, I'd like to make everyone a promise and give everyone an opportunity. The promise is each and every one of you will feel better about our community, better about St. Petersburg, at the end of breakfast today. The opportunity is everyone in this room has a chance to support the amazing programs you're going to hear about during our breakfast program today. While I'm here, I'd like to thank a few distinguished guests we have, friends of Academy Prep. A longtime Academy Prep supporter, Ambassador Mel Sembler, is with us today. Laura Jolly, the wife of U.S. Congressman David Jolly, is with us as well. Mm-hmm. State Senator Jeff Brandes is with us today. And Pinellas County Commissioner Charlie Justice is with us as well. Thank you all for coming. Before we get the formal program started, I would like to thank our title sponsor, Tech Data, for their generous support of our program. I'll also mention in the program guides you have at your seat, all of the financial supporters are listed. Please take a moment and look at the individuals and companies that are making Academy Prep happen every day, and we thank them all for their support. And lastly, the board members of Academy Prep, if you could please stand and we'll acknowledge you. Thank you. Thank you all for what you do. Thanks again for coming out today, and I'd like to turn the program over to our head of school, Gina Tanasi-Burkett.
Thank you so much, Chuck. I want to tell you what an honor, a privilege, a blessing it is for me to be the head of school at Academy Prep. I want you to know I've been in education for close to 30 years, and even though I have always loved what I do, impacting lives, I will have to tell you that in these last 2 years, I have been so tremendously amazed and blessed and happy and thrilled. And these kids, my word for them is scrumptious. Just scrumptious. And my challenge to you, please, if you want your life to be changed for the better, to be impacted like you've never seen before, come to our campus and please have a visit, and I will personally tour you. So I would like to invite our kids up to the stage, and each morning, just go ahead and line up some over behind me, over here. Each morning in convocation, we have a pledge that our students wrote close to 8 years ago. And each morning we say this together, and I would like to invite you to stand with us.
Are the greatest, most committed, most responsible people this world has ever known.
This world has ever known.
If it is to be.
If it is to be.
It is up to me.
It is up to me.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I will.
Yes, I will.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will.
I am.
I am.
We are.
We are
the greatest.
The greatest.
The greatest.
The greatest.
The greatest.
The greatest.
Okay, thank you. If you would like to see the greatest, please come by Academy Prep.
Thanks, Gina. Boys and girls, young women and young men, and I can vouch for that. About once a year, I get to go to for my visit. I was there, I think we did about 3 months ago, and it's truly an experience. And it's even more amazing every time that I get to go back and say hello. But always the most impressive is the one-on-ones with these students. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, thank you. The level of dignity and respect that's coming from these kids at this age, to start to see the growth, it's amazing. So I do encourage you to take Gina up on that visit. She will welcome you pretty much there 24/7, I guarantee you. Next is Mr. Hugh Colberth. We have a number of people who are so instrumental to the day-to-day operations and leading our kids here at Academy Prep. And Hugh's devoted himself to teaching and impacting the lives of these students at Academy Prep for 6 years now. Hugh, come on up.
Good morning. Again, I'm Hugh Colberth, and it's such a pleasure to stand before you today and do one of my very favorite things. talk about Academy Prep and the amazing students that we serve. I first heard about Academy Prep from my aunt, who encouraged me to check out this amazing school that was changing lives and actually making a difference. She said it would change my life, and truer words were never spoken. At that stage of my life, I had completed a successful career in the Navy, traveled to 5 continents, visited over 20 countries, fought in war, learned discipline, and experienced loss. I'd earned a bachelor's degree in business and was nearing the end of my master's degree in education and contemplating what my next move would be. Well, as fate would have it, I followed my aunt's advice and visited Academy Prep. And I fell in love. The kids, the mission, the staff, it spoke to me. I started tutoring, I became an AmeriCorps volunteer, and finally, I was hired as a social studies teacher. We often say Academy Prep is more than just a school. And I know that sounds cliche, but it is so true, and I have some amazing stories to back it up. I've been there nearly 6 years now, and the students of my first year are graduating from college and are graduating from high school and are going to college and serving in the armed forces. I'm privileged to have witnessed and been a part of the transformation that takes place when a child comes through Academy Prep. The impact is incredible, as is the impact that these students have had on my life. I'm going to tell you about 3 very special students today. The first student is Angel. Angel came to Academy Prep in the 5th grade. She was well behind in both her math and English test scores, at least 2 grade levels behind. Sadly, this is typical of the 5th and 6th graders that enter Academy Prep. But then we went to work, Academy Prep style, 11 hours a day. Rigorous curriculum, including lots of homework and study halls. Standing in straight lines with crisp uniforms to teach discipline over oneself. A 1-to-3 staff to student ratio, which leads to tons of personal attention and personal knowledge of these students. Year by year, lesson by lesson, Angel grew. See, she had big goals. She was gonna attend one of the best schools in Pinellas County. And there's nothing this girl would not try. When I met her in the 7th grade and started teaching her, I could see the fire, the passion. She had never golfed before, she joined the golf team. She had never really done art before, she signed up for all the art activities and had talent. No, seriously, she's incredible. She's incredible. Scared of public speaking, signed up for the speech contest and placed 2nd. Study skills picked up, out of study hall for the first time, started getting A's, started making some amazing art, some of which is hanging on the walls of my house. Long story short, Angel today is a 10th grader at Shorecrest and credits Academy Prep for changing her life. The next student I want to talk to you about is Daquan, or DQ as he likes to be called. He was not thrilled when his mother enrolled him at Academy Prep in the 5th grade. He fought the uniforms, the discipline, the high expectations, but he slowly started to come around. See, he was smart enough to see the reasons behind the structure, and he was seeing these schools that the graduates before him were going to. Slowly, he became a leader and a role model on campus. Daquan went on to earn a full scholarship at Canterbury, where he is currently a senior and has just been elected as the first African-American student body president in the school's history. The last student I'm going to talk to you about, I will call Hope. Hope is not a single student, but a combination of many students that I have taught, both boys and girls. Hope is a student with limitless potential and sometimes an unfathomably bumpy road. Hope perhaps doesn't have a support system at home, or perhaps she's busy caring for all her younger siblings, or a sick mom, or dad, or grandma, and just doesn't have time to spend on herself and her studies. Or perhaps she was born and raised in a crack house. Or perhaps her parent or parents are in prison. Or believe it or not, maybe she watched her parents murdered in front of her very eyes. And sometimes that means foster care. And you know what that means. Now she trusts no one. And these are all true stories and situations from our student body. Angel is hope. Daquan is hope. A lot of our students are hope. And despite these unimaginable circumstances, hope still achieves. Hope achieves because she has an opportunity that sadly many of her peers do not. An excellent education and an extended support system. I and other staff at Academy Prep hold Hope to the high standards of Academy Prep's rigorous academics so that she is competitive and ready for the best high schools and colleges. We use many creative opportunities, including our diverse extracurricular activities and Saturday field trips, to increase her understanding of the world and open her eyes to the wonders of life that she might not otherwise know. Then we follow Hope through her entire educational journey, being there for her, making her concerns our concerns. Because Hope is loved by her teachers and supported by her Academy Prep family, which all of you are a part of by virtue of supporting this amazing school. Hope is overcoming. She is working really hard. She is graduating, and she is breaking the cycle of poverty before our eyes. Hope is starting to lead her community and beyond, and right now, this year in my classroom, Hope is coming back and inspiring the next generation to overcome. What we do is not easy, but it is worth it, and every life changed is worth it. Just ask Hope. I would now like to introduce Sonia Felton, Director of Graduate Support.
Good morning. Again, my name is Sonia Felton. I'm the Director of Graduate Support. The Graduate Support team is tasked with the responsibility of placing each one of our eighth grade students into high school programs. And we also have the unique pleasure of following each of our scholars through their high school journey, and for many, their college journeys as well. Along the way, we're blessed to witness many of the amazing things our students do with their lives. Today, I have the distinct pleasure of presenting the Ben Fisher Alumni Mentoring Award to one of our outstanding graduates. The Ben Fisher Alumni Mentoring Award was established and named after Ben Fisher for his many years of service and dedication to our school. Ben shared that he was most inspired by the graduates who returned to Academy Prep to mentor our current students. It is for this reason the Ben Fisher Alumni Mentoring Award is given to one exemplary Academy Prep graduate each year. This year's award recipient is Zamari Johnson. A 2009 Academy Prep graduate, Zamari went on to enroll at my alma mater, so I'm a little bit biased, Lakewood High School, where he was an active participant in the Advancement Via Individual Determination Program, commonly referred to as AVID. He was also the starting running back of the varsity football team and made history as Lakewood's first ever Dell Scholar. He graduated in 2013. Currently, Zamari is earning his Associate in Arts at St. Petersburg College, and he will continue on to pursue a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration at the University of Florida, immediately following his graduation from SPC in May. When this young man isn't attending classes or working to support his education, he is serving as the president of the South St. Petersburg Community PTA, a community organization formed through a partnership between the community leaders, the City of St. Petersburg, and the Florida Education Foundation, aimed at increasing community involvement for all elementary, middle, and high schools in South St. Petersburg. He was also recognized nationally as the PTA Advocate of the Month and also shared a panel with Dr. Mae Jemison at the 2016 National PTA Convention and Expo addressing the Family Engagement in Education Act of 2015. Zamari is truly a young man living the mission of Academy Prep by helping to transform his community one child at a time. Unfortunately, Ben wasn't able to join us this morning to present this award to Zamari himself, but sent the following remarks for me to share with you and with you, Zamari. Congratulations to Zamari Johnson. I am proud to thank him for his ongoing commitment to today's students at Academy Prep. He's an example in this community of what we aspired to at the founding of the school. It is through his leadership and the school's many other mentors and with the continued support of each of you in the room today that Academy Prep is a success that it is. I am looking forward to being with you all in 2017. Ben Fisher. I'd now like to invite Zamari to join me on stage. Well, I guess I don't have to ask you to join me in congratulating him because you already have. Our Ben Fisher Alumni Mentoring Award recipient, Mr. Zamari Johnson. I'll take this for you. I'll leave it up here.
Wow. Thank you all. I won't be before you long this morning. It'd be great if we can just get the award, right? But they always make you put something together. I'm just kidding. It's a great honor and it's my pleasure. So thank you so much. It is such an honor to be recognized here for my leadership as a mentor by the place where I found so many of my mentors and learned what it meant to be a mentor. Jesus said, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many." That's Mark 10:45. Mentor leadership is, in fact, all about servitude. And servitude is key to happiness and personal fulfillment. A particular image comes to my mind when I reflect on my experiences as a mentor. A farmer knows that whatever he plants inside the earth will return to him fully manifested above the earth. It is a law that has been in place as long as mankind has occupied this planet, and it shall remain that way until the day mankind vacates this planet. The same is true of a mentor, especially one working with children as I do. What you get out is always greater than what you put in. The self-effacing reality that not one person can escape is that we all need somebody, our children in particular. They need the lion's share of our support and guidance. We can all agree that the world our children live in isn't getting any softer, and quite frankly, when we do not help them through it, the results can be disastrous. Here in St. Pete, our kids are our foundation. They are where we must begin if we want to build a healthy city where businesses can thrive and communities can flourish. By giving them a consistent and a strong foundation of their own, we can help them gather the tools and skills they need to be successful. Together, through good mentorship, we can lift up our communities and begin to break the cycle of poverty in which so many of our kids find themselves stuck. As mentors, we have the opportunity to make a difference in the life of a child. I challenge every person this morning, hearing my voice on this beautiful September day in the year 2016, to help write the story of a child's life. Step outside of the comfort of your environment and assert yourself into theirs, even if it's just having lunch with a child at school for an hour. Let them see what success looks like in the flesh. Your time spent is invaluable to a child. All it takes is one encounter for a child to know that you are someone who he or she wants to grow up to be like. Now that child has a target they can aim for. They have motivation for running this race called life. They have you. I stand before you today as a product of what great leadership and mentorship can do in the life of a single teen parented little boy from the south side of St. Petersburg. My environment and the way my circumstances look said one thing, but I had people around me and people who came into my life as mentors who planted the seeds for something different and better. Although I may not have understood the value of everything they were saying and doing at the time, I now see those very seeds springing forth in every part of my life. I'd like to give a huge thank you to each of my family members, especially my mom who walked in. and my grandmother who's over here. I'd like to thank you for everything you have imparted into my life individually and collectively. Last but certainly not least, I'd like to thank Academy Prep for everything they have done for me in my life. Since the first day I stepped foot on that campus in June 2005 as a 10-year-old adolescent, all the way up to today as a successful 21-year-old young man, thank you all for your time and God bless.
And to think he didn't even want to talk. That's pretty amazing. Nice job, Zamari. Congratulations. And that's what leaders do. Leaders don't come up here and just say thanks. They challenge you. So Zamari, challenge accepted. We appreciate that. We will help write the story of some other children's lives for sure. All right, last year we tried something new, and we want to try it again this year. Not because it didn't work, because it did work. This new activity called a privilege walk. How many, just by show of hands, I'm curious, what kind of participation we have last year? How many people were here last year? Oh, good, only about half the crowd. Well, thank you guys for coming back, and thanks our newbies for coming as well. What this does is it's kind of an eye-opening experience to really see some of the societal privileges that many of us have been born with in this room. And it helps see where we really set these starting lines, if you will, out in our community. So today I'm going to ask six volunteers. We have some volunteers who are going to come up here on stage. We're probably right in front. We're going to do it right in front, I assume. They will represent 3 fifth graders and 3 eighth graders. The idea is you're seeing the difference here between fifth and eighth grade. All of them would be current students at Academy Prep. So volunteers, come on up for me. So each volunteer has been given a copy of a survey. That's, you'll see what they have in their hands, okay? That was actually completed by one of these students, in which the students were asked to respond to prompts assessing their perceptions about their own education, their support networks, and also their plans for the future. Now keep in mind, the students here that are responding, they're responding to certain questions that are, of course, based on their most recent few years of schooling, where they were prior to Academy Prep, and which for the fifth graders means, of course, some struggling elementary schools, and then for some of the eighth graders, most of them, that means Academy Prep. So what we'll do is we'll start this exercise, and you can see you guys can get nice and close, shoulder to shoulder, if you will. Now what I'm going to ask you to do is, with each prompt, take a step either forward or backward, based on these are real answers of the student at Academy Prep whom you are representing. So they're each representing one actual student. Okay, so first, my feelings about the last few years of my schooling are positive. Someone in my family is very involved in my school. After I graduate from Academy Prep, I know where I want to go to high school. If I have a problem, I feel comfortable asking my teachers for help. I can expect my classmates to treat each other with respect. I can think of three people who are not my family who I can go to when I need something. After I graduate from high school, I know that I'm going to go to college. We need a bigger room. I know how to make my own meals using healthy ingredients. I feel close with most or all of the other kids in my class. I have at least one great idea of what I want to be when I grow up. So take a look and let this sink in for a second. Last year we saw that our Academy Prep kids lacked the privileges that many of us benefited at their age. And this year we've seen how far back our students' lines are set and how far past them they're soaring at Academy Prep. Thank you, volunteers. You guys did a great job. The difference in each of these students' lives, of course, is the person in their life who made that life-changing experience and brought them to Academy Prep to inquire about having their student there. We take this investment incredibly seriously, and we provide our students with rigorous academics, as you heard, diverse extracurriculars, and just as important is exposure to this world that they might not otherwise get to see. By the last day of eighth grade, despite continued hardships at home, our students are confident in their abilities. And you see how confident some of them are already, just a couple of weeks into fifth grade. They're highly competitive in their high school and college applications. They're willing to do the work and everything they need. And that includes, of course, our ongoing love and support to achieve the dreams that we all have within us. And for most school-age children, this future is a future that so many of us here in this room took for granted. It's not possible without Academy Prep, and it's not possible without you guys. Hugh, where's Hugh? Hugh, you did a great job this morning. Hugh said a number of wonderful things that we've heard this morning, but one of the things that he said that struck me, how many times we've heard it? Nothing worthwhile ever comes without great sacrifice. You heard him say it. What we do is not easy, but it's worth it. For most college-age kids, this is the dream, this is the time to not only help play a role in their lives, but shape their lives. Check this out.
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
I Academy Prep helped me out a lot, because when I moved to St. Petersburg, I didn't have my dad. So when I was there, we had like a lot of male teachers and principals and, you know, things like that. And that was kind of like the only kind of role models you would have if you was coming from a household like mine.
I believe the number one thing that Academy Prep taught me that I carried through is strength in numbers, family. It's a family atmosphere there. And it's someone always there that's looking out for your best interest. Miss Perkins, Miss Felton, they're like, you know, a second set of parents.
My role at Academy Prep is the graduate support coordinator. And what I do is I track the students. When they leave us here in eighth grade, I go on to follow them in high school and some in college and some beyond. And when I say track them, I look for grades, behavior, what is it going to take for them to be successful.
My name is Patrice Perry. My sons, Jordan and Jared Houston, are former students of Academy Prep. In the community, I had heard from an educator at my church about the school, and I was told because my sons were good students that I should try to get them into the school. And I really feel if it were not for Academy Prep, there's no telling where my kids would be. I know that the statistics for black men in America, and with the now, right now, all the deaths and the killings we've had right now to this day in St. Pete, they could have been part of that also.
Discipline is really big, and you are.
Oh. Can you say the question?
The unique thing I think that is about.
Academy Prep feels like a family because they follow you. Like, when you leave Academy Prep, they just won't leave you. They will follow you throughout your career for, like, I think 8 years.
Well, for my friends that go to public schools, they have shorter hours. And I don't think they get the academics that we have here.
When you're in fifth grade, they're getting you ready for sixth grade. Like, they're teaching you sixth grade things. And when you're in sixth grade, teaching you seventh grade. But when you get in eighth grade, they teach you, like, stuff that you're getting ready for high school. And that's different from other schools, like public schools, because they teach you to get ready for high school.
I believe that everyone in our school could be the greatest, and they are the greatest.
Academy Prep is the greatest. We're different, and we're not like other schools because the teachers take the time to help us, to really get to know us.
We know we have a good thing going on here. We have a culture that we're building around respect and self-control. And we want the kids to have as much time in that culture as we can.
When I first came, it was, this is where I need to be. The visit was outstanding. The uniform, the handshakes, everything from manners that the children showed me, the academics that were going on in the classroom was just overwhelming, considering what goes on the outside.
Making that transition from public school to private school at first was very difficult. A lot of the students that come to Academy Prep, they haven't been exposed to the opportunities that Academy Prep has. And I feel like that is one of the most important things, is the exposure that Academy Prep shows its students, and know that regardless of the environment that you come from, you can succeed in life.
If you want to support an organization that helps to make an actual difference in people's lives, not only in, like, the children's lives, support goes way beyond the students that they're helping. Like, it can change atmospheres in other universities, other schools. Like, it's not only this small campus that they're helping, like, they're, you know, helping to better their community. To, like, you have the opportunity to build a relationship with a whole entire group of people.
Remember my face.
Remember my face.
Remember my face.
Remember my face.
because we will be back.
One of my favorite stops each year when we go to some of our schools is obviously Academy Prep. And last year, we with the science class, we got the request. They said, well, during science class, we want to talk about, we're studying meteorology and we're doing all these science things, so we'd love for you to come and talk to them about science and weather. I said, well, I can try. I said, I don't really have my meteorology degree. We kind of babble about it every night on TV. But I said, why don't I get our chief meteorologist? He really is an expert in his field. And we couldn't really work it out so he could come because he's in Tampa, and he really literally does not go very far away from the station for severe weather alerts. So we came up with this idea, and I said, how about this? How about you guys submit some questions? Give us your best weather questions from your class. And then what we'll do is I'll take them to Paul, to the TV station, and then I'll videotape them, and then I'll bring them to class, and then we'll talk about it, and we can go through each answer. So it was a lot of fun. So I'm telling you this story because we got to the point where I pitched it to Paul. Paul said, yeah, I'd be happy to do it. Yeah, whatever. So I said, send him the questions. He starts going through these questions, and he's like, what kind of school is this? Who is this? Like, I think the very first question was, in a tropical storm, is the barometric pressure relative to the tropical wind speed versus the relative wind speed? And Paul's looking at me going, how old are these kids? So that's when my window opened. So trust me, Paul Delgado knows all about Academy Prep now. But it was one of those moments where I thought, you know, I've seen it. A lot of you guys have seen it. A lot of people out there, somebody who's been here in this community 25 years, who's seen a couple of the stories that we've done, some other TV stations have done, the papers have done some stories. There's still a lot of people that don't know about the amazing things, the amazing work that's going on every day. But you guys can help change that as well. And as Amari said, now is the time to help write the story of a child's future. I'd like to ask all of our table captains, if you don't mind, or hosts, or anybody within arm's reach of the cards. You've got cards on your table. These are our pledge cards. I'd ask you to distribute those, if you could, please. You guys have an opportunity right now to do something remarkable. Your donation will impact the lives of these students and the community, and not just for this year, but for many years to come. All of these kids, and I hope you've been inspired by them today, regardless of their background, they have the right to pursue a real education, a quality education. Please give a gift to our school and help the hundreds of talented, creative, and driven young people who, at the end of the day, these kids have the will. We're not forcing them to be there. That's what's so amazing about these kids. They want the change. They want the opportunity. They crave it. And that's now on us. Most of them are living in single-parent households. You probably already know that. Some of them are probably the first in their family to even get a high school diploma. And you've heard all the college stories. They go on and on and on. And I know especially in times like this, the last couple of years have been tough for a lot of people, and I know we're all asked to give to a number of different charities, but the gift you make to Academy Prep will go directly to our students. You'll be able to see your dollars at work. If you don't go to the campus between now and next year's breakfast, I promise you, you'll see a lot more of the work next year at the breakfast. You're also welcomed and encouraged to come visit the campus. Call Gina anytime. It will impact your life, I guarantee you. There is a checkbox on the pledge card you probably saw. Somebody will contact you and arrange a tour. You can do it that way so that you don't have to make a phone call, and you will truly be amazed by what you see on any given day. At the end of the day, there's really nothing more fulfilling than helping to alter the track of a young person's life and direct them towards college and ultimately positions of leadership. We've already seen so many of our students with these leadership qualities. Lifting these students, I know it's lifted my heart, it's lifted many of your hearts, and it will continue to do so. Once you've completed your pledge card, looks like most of you have, just insert it into the envelope there, and you can leave it with your table captain or your host. We'll make sure those get collected. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you guys all for coming. Your support here today means so much. I know it means so much to the students. I know it means so much to their fathers, their mothers, their grandmothers, their grandfathers, the support networks that have played such an important role in getting them to Academy Prep. So, again, thanks to all of our speakers, and to Zamari, the challenge is on, so we'll accept. Congratulations. Thank you guys all for coming. Have an amazing day, and take care.